in our family, there's five of us kids, and I was between the two brothers. So growing up, I was always watching SportsCenter with them, and you really got to know the Packers when they won the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 31, I remember cutting out all the newspaper clippings and my dad teaching me about the players. And yes, I was definitely raised a Packer fan, I mean, surrounded by Packer fans. I think my earliest memories of the Packers were Packer parties. I mean, we had a really good group of friends, family friends, and we would rotate houses, and we just knew every Sunday, like, Mom, who's having the Packer party? So after church, we'd all talk outside of church of who was going to go to the local grocery store and get what. And again, being between my two brothers, I wanted to go and watch the game. Like, I was one of the few kids, and the rest are off playing. So that's kind of my earliest memory, was just getting to go to those Packer parties. It was the highlight of every Sunday.
The routine usually was, if the Packer party wasn't at our house, it was at somebody's house. All of our kids, our families were all invited, so there was a four or five families that became very close growing up together watching the Packers, and it kind of became a fabric for our family and kind of the glue that held everybody together.
I was pretty young yet to actually go out and have to help, but I remember it started early and they were all getting the chores done. Everyone's getting ready for church and it was mass chaos. Everyone trying to get their Packer clothes on, wear your Packer jerseys to church. We would go to church, we'd go get what we needed to bring to the Packer party, and go back to the farm after if things had to get done.
The games I hated the most were the West Coast games.
Prepare yourself to play. Get ready to come in when you have to come in.
Boy, that just cut right into our evening milkings. So it was like either we try to start a little bit early or we get a late finish, you know, to kind of watch the rest of the Packer game.
The tie, touchdown, and the Green Bay Packers on a tremendous roll.
We're Wisconsin. Yeah, we're America's Dairyland.
Packer fans, dairy farmers, have it all, yes. We would always bring the cheese to the Packer parties.
We appreciate the reputation that Wisconsin has and the Packers have, and we have as cheeseheads, even though we don't own a cheesehead. We'll take that. We'll take that as a compliment. I feel bad because I don't have a block of cheese to give you for being here.
As we got older and the five of us kids had opportunities to go to games, it wasn't just going to the game. It was the tailgating, and I mean, you're part of a family when you go tailgate up there. So it was just the whole experience. And I mean, just growing up in Green Bay and since a young age, it's only gotten stronger as far as, you know, the dedication and the love you have for the team and the community.
The history of going to Packer games in our family starts back when City Stadium was built in 1957, when my oldest brother Vern secured four season tickets. Now, I'm not sure if he was one of the originals or how he pulled that one off, but same section that we're in today. Now it's 105, row 30. We're in the same seats.
He'll have to clarify with my dad exactly when. I think we were all put on when my younger brother was born, so in 90.
I like to make the story better, and I always tell people that it was on the way home from the hospital when we had our youngest son, Mason. But it was shortly after he was born in 1990 when we put all five of our kids' names on the ticket list. We just thought, you know, maybe this is something that we could pass down to our children someday, who knows when. And I don't remember how many were on that season ticket list at that time. I think it was maybe 60,000, 50,000, something like that. And I thought maybe by the time they're old enough or before they die, they'll have a chance.
So we always get the postcard or the letter. It was always springtime that we would get it. And again, going back to how proud my parents are of this, every time they'd come to the house, even if we didn't live there, we didn't get our address changed, we were in college, whatever it might be, they would not open that. Like, they knew that was something special for us to be able to open and see where we were on the list. So every spring, you get the letter and tell you where you are as compared to last year, and you just watch it climb up. I obviously with the renovation, that made a huge difference for us to be able to jump up. And last year we knew we were close, and this year when we all got the postcard, like, it happened, it came with the letter, and I opened it, took a picture right away, sent it to my husband, like, this happened, like, this is for real. It was exciting. Then the reality hit, like, okay, we have 4 tickets here, this is awesome, like, where are they? And all of us are texting each other where their seats are. I remember, like, someone went and got the map of Lambeau Field so we could all see where we were. And then it was just the conversation, like, okay, everyone talk to your spouses. Are you going to take all 4? Are you going to take 2? Because then you could kind of play that game. If you don't like where your seats are, you could take someone else's. And ended up being that no one wanted to pass on being a Packers season ticket holder. So in some way, shape, or form, everyone took their tickets, and their name is now on those tickets. For all of us in the family, it means like something different for all of us. My 2 brothers, obviously huge, huge football fans, and we're obviously very excited. My oldest sister lives out in Minnesota, so they're a Packer fan out in Minnesota, diehard. So I think there's something about being a season ticket holder in Minnesota that's special. And yeah, for us, yes, we've always had the opportunity to go to games. We've been very fortunate, but there's just something about them being yours. You know, when they came in the mail, again, we all took pictures of them and sent it to one another. Like, these are our tickets, and you can find your seats. And when we did the Packer 1K with the kids, we were running by and showed where our seats were going to be. And yeah, just that they're your own is just something different.
I live 2 blocks from the Packer Stadium. Julie and I have been in this house for about 30 years now. The neighborhood has changed a little bit, but it's always basically the same during the Packer game.
Go Packers!
Crazy. There's just people all over the place hooting, hollering, singing, dancing. It's kind of crazy.
And you know that when you buy the house, that you're going to have people and you're going to have cars and tailgates and everything else. It's a good time, a real good time.
And it's even more entertaining when the game lets out and they're going the other direction. Really incident-free. And a couple of incidences that we did have were very minor. One was actually kind of funny.
Well, what was the one that was kind of funny?
Well, Jeff was working the Packer game, actually, with the city. And I had gone down to the basement to switch some laundry, came up the steps, and 2 young fellas just walked right in the house. And when they saw me, the one turned around and punched the other one. So I told you it was the wrong house. So it was pretty funny. Of course, after that, it made me think, maybe I should lock the doors.
My biggest memory is when I was 15 years old, there was an ad in a newspaper looking for part-time people to help out selling concessions at the stadium. So in 1967, I walked on down there, and they hired me right on the spot. So I ended up working that whole season there, and I ended up working the ice bowl. It was cold that day, and people were still dressed in their dress pants and their Oxfords. Back then, they didn't sell warm clothes, you know. I worked the north end zone, and I sold hot chocolate and coffee. I was completely sold out by halftime. When halftime came around and they were completely sold out of anything warm, they told us that we could hang around, but we had to stay. We could not go in the stands. We had to stay in the aisles or the tunnels going into the stadium. So that's how I watched the second half of the game.
Cowboys out in front. Packers trying for the go-ahead score. Starr begins the count. Takes the snap. He's got the quarterback.
I remember people charging the field, the poles going down. It was amazing just standing there. I would think that when I worked at Ice Bowl, that was probably what set it off with the Packers. 2-3 years later, when I'm going to college, I'm watching the games with my roommates, and that's how it all started. And of course, you know, when you graduate from college and everybody splits off, you still get together and you still kind of watch the games and you watch it from wherever you were. When I moved back to Green Bay, I started raising a family. That's when I really started watching the games. And my son and my daughter with me on just watching it right on the couch, just during the regular day. And it was great to have that on Sunday afternoon. If you're a good Packer fan, you'll put your name on that list and you'll wait around till you get it. That's all I can say. You know, that's the best I can say. Everybody knows that. I signed up for the Packers tickets the day after my son was born. When I signed up for the tickets, I originally wanted the tickets to go to my children and my grandchildren. I thought I'd be lucky if I got to go to a game or two. Every year they would send me a postcard, and I started getting that when it was like 17,000. So they've been coming yearly for a long time. And 40 years and one day, I received my notice from the Packers that I will be getting season tickets. I was pumped. I told Julie, I said, they're going to notify us we're going to get tickets. So the next thing I did was call my kids and told them that we're going to get tickets and keep the preseason game open because we're going to the game, you know. So I was excited.
These are in the far southwest corner.
When you sign up for the tickets, you get your choice. We talked it over and we decided we're going to get the two Milwaukee tickets. Four in the package, two sets separate from each other. Who wants to go to a game when you're 75 years old in December? You know, you really don't want to do that, you know what I mean? So, it's great. It means I have to circle those dates every year that I'm going to the game. It's a fun time. I like the way they kept the natural bowl on the inside. Just kept it the way it originally was and then added on to it. Added the seats onto it, added the atrium onto it, added the different entrances to it. But they still kept the inside seating the way it always was. And I've been to quite a few different games in quite a few different cities, and you still got that natural, close to the field feeling when you're at that park. And I don't think there's a bad seat. Well, we're going to find out because my new tickets are in the new seats in the south end, so it'll be interesting to go up there and see what they're like. All right, here we go.
Evening.
It's exciting. The adrenaline starts pumping before you even start walking.
Bacon cheddar. We'll see how they turn on.
I haven't been to a preseason game in a long time. For us as a family, it'll be a fun time because we're going to go up there and we're going to scope the seats out.
Every time you drive up there for tailgating, I mean, windows are down, there's music blaring. You just get chills. It's something special that everyone has to experience. It starts as early as you can get into the parking lot, and there's a lot of our family that's there even if they're not going to the game.
I think what I love most about our tailgates is that it brings not just our family together, but so many people. I mean, it's such a welcoming environment, as everyone always says about Lambeau, but you've got in-laws and you've got friends of friends, and we just all kind of converge, and we're all here for the same purpose, and it's just a very fun atmosphere.
This is what Packer games are about. It's family getting together and just having some fun on a Sunday afternoon.
The crowds are starting to pick up. Let's cut through here. The crowd gets bigger and bigger and bigger as you go, and pretty soon there's just a crowd of people just walking in. And everybody's happy. Everybody's having a good time. It's just the whole community just moves right at once. All right, here we go. He said the best way to go is up the escalator.
Right up the escalator.
Yeah. I haven't been in that new section. I've been in the stadium working, but I've never been since they built that new section back there.
Hi, guys. Go ahead and go through.
Are you guys all together, she says.
That guy. Yep. Yeah. We're all together. Hey, come on.
Need to go any far?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Go, Pack, go! Go, Pack, go! Go, Pack, go!
It's awesome. I mean, it feels like just another game that we're here. Nothing new, but when we get to those seats, it's going to be amazing just to know that there are seats finally.
Juliana will sit together in the first half, and then I'll switch with my son and daughter will sit in the other seats.
We're going to 7:30 here.
But we'll get the first choice on which ones we want to sit in.
This is great.
Wow.
Impressive.
Not bad.
Oh, it's not bad at all.
Here we go. Our seats.
Snap to Russell Wilson, under pressure again from Perry. Nick Perry sacking the quarterback.
Here we go.
Brent Hundley gets the snap in the pocket. Now being pressured, rolling right, buying time, takes it himself outside the number 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown on a diving stab. 13-yard touchdown gallop.
Well, I think it's a bucket list thing. I think there's a lot of people from a lot of different cities that have come to Green Bay, even with NFL teams that will come to Green Bay, to go to the stadium, and because that's on their bucket list. They really want to see what's different about it. The people are what makes the stadium different. It's just a good time when you go.
Being here, we definitely don't take it for granted. We know it's something special. When you see people come from out of town that don't get to experience this, it really just kind of takes your breath away. Like, I drive by Lambeau Field every day, and some people get to see it once in their life. My grandma and grandpa lived right on Highway 41 growing up, so we would always go over there on Sunday, and all the traffic going by was obviously Packer traffic. There was one time when we were playing the Bears, and they hung a bear from the tree and they were beating it with a stick. Nope, it was a stuffed bear. Yes, so it was a stuffed bear that looked similar to the mascot.
Nice story, but it didn't end there. The next week when Sports Illustrated came out, Peter King, one of the great premier writers for Sports Illustrated, was staying with the Bears down in Appleton at the Paper Valley where the ice stayed, and he was following the Bears up to the stadium. As he recalls, he says, I could see from a distance there was some commotion going on along the highway, and as I got closer, as he writes, here these two kids are beating on this bear, you know, with baseball bats, just wailing on him. I think he equated it to some baseball player just getting his home run swing on. And for Peter King to remember that, and his point was how ingrained the Packers are in the culture. Peter King to this day probably couldn't put a name to that story, but here are the names. You know, so those were our two children that were beating on that bear along Highway 41.
Two kids hitting the bear. It wasn't myself, but I was there for it.
Favre under center. He takes handoff, Grant right side. Touchdown!
Seattle game, throwing snowballs at each other on the sideline. Probably like the most memorable for me. I was there when Brett Favre walked off the field for the last time at Lambeau. That was pretty cool.
Biggest moment I had was in the Tampa Bay game when they came to Green Bay in December of 85. The snow was just coming down, and they call it a snow bowl for a reason. It was terrible. I sat in the north end zone with my brother, and we literally had to kick the snow off the seats to sit on. I mean, it was just packed solid. We could not see across the field to see what was going on. You could probably see maybe 30 yards into the field. There's nothing going on except snow. That's all I see is snow coming down through the lights. It was just amazing to see. At that time, when the Packers weren't that good, you could actually get up on a Sunday morning, dial in a local radio station, and they would have telephone numbers with 4 Packer tickets available, call this number, and you would actually just drive to their house and pick up the tickets, drive back home, and go to the game.
That's when you really realize how crazy Packer fans are. I remember that Giants game where it was like dangerously cold, and I went and just tailgated for that game. Like, why would I sit outside and tailgate in that freezing cold? But we had the heaters going in the tent. Not that it really made a difference. My family, we don't hunt, but there's still just something about seeing that blaze orange. You just know it's getting to be that time of year where it's like true Packer season, where you'll see the blaze orange, you start to have the snowfall. I mean, you have to make sure you have the good snow pants for the game, you have the boots for the games. I mean, you have your Packer game attire. You have to be prepared. So when people come in for winter games that aren't used to being here and they think we're crazy, you know, out there in the cold and the snow, and it doesn't matter. I mean, that forecast, it does not matter. People are out tailgating. They're going to go to the game. It's not like you pass up your tickets because it's too cold. That doesn't happen here.
What I've admired most about the organization is it's always been designed for the community. Regardless of who was running the organization or who was the coach or who was the players or everything, they always were committed to the community. They would go out for community-sponsored events. They would always try to raise money for volunteer organizations in the area. It was just a good thing to have with the community.
It just always comes back to family. Growing up, we were a very close family, big family. But there was always that Sunday time that like brought us all together. You know, it gets crazy throughout the week, but on Sunday when the Packers are on, everyone's together. And when you're tailgating or at the game, you're part of a family. I mean, it might sound cliche, but in Green Bay, Wisconsin, if you're a Packer fan, it's all about family. In-laws, extended family, people you don't even know. If you're in this area, you have to be a little bit of a Packer fan. It's just fun. It's fun to jump on board.